And a happy Friday morning. Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. Back to farm news now. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack heads to the Twin Cities Monday. The Department of Ag says Vilsack will announce significant new funding being awarded by USDA to bolster and expand the availability of homegrown biofuels. During the event, USDA says Vilsack will also underscore USDA's efforts to invest in climate-related research and development in states like Minnesota. Since the spring snowmelt, I bet you haven't thought about flooding at all. Well, let's think about it. As farmers along the Missouri River secure funds from the government for destroyed crops stemming from Missouri River flooding. We get more on the legal battle from Michael Clements.
A U.S. appeals court recently ruled in favor of farmers suing the federal government seeking payment for destroyed crops stemming from atypical river flooding along the Missouri River. Travis Cushman, AFBF Deputy General Counsel for Litigation and Public Policy, explains the case led by Eidecker Farms of Missouri.
This case was brought almost 10 years ago as a result of the Army Corps of Engineers flooding hundreds and hundreds of farms up and down the Missouri River. The flooding started back in 2007. This happened over 7 years or so. And so what happened is all this farmland was destroyed, crops were destroyed, and the farmers sued the government to get not only the damages to the crops, but also to recover for the land that was taken as a result of this flooding.
Cushman says the initial ruling did not grant farmers payments for damaged crops.
Initially, the farmers won on the fact their land had been taken, but did not win on the lost crops they had for these 7-8 years or so before they filed the lawsuit. We got involved with the appeal to file a brief on behalf of the farmers, arguing that their crops should be recoverable damages and explaining how farm economics work.
The recent appeals court opinion confirmed the government violated the Fifth Amendment prohibition on the taking of private property without just compensation.
The appellate court held not only was this a taking of the land, but also that the farmers deserve to be paid for all the crops that were destroyed over these 7 years, as the AFBF brief had argued. This is a huge win, not only for those at stake, but it sets important precedent. The government can't just be flooding land and destroying crops without paying for it. Otherwise, the government would have a pretty perverse incentive to slowly be just flooding lands when it wants to do things like this, not have to pay the farmers for the hard work they did in putting those crops together.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Thanks, Mike. And speaking of weather, we often chide people who are not from around here when they can't handle our cold. Well, how about cattle not from around here that can't handle the cold? Nearly 3,000 head of cattle in Brazil's Mato Grosso do Sul state in recent days died from hypothermia. The deceased animals represent a tiny fraction of Brazil's 224 million head, and that will obviously not affect the markets. But they drew attention as these deaths are uncommon. Their weather is uncommon and extreme. Temperatures in the most affected areas ranged from 43 to 48 degrees. Above zero. Mato Grosso do Sul Veterinary Services did not reply to requests for comment beyond a statement in which it updated the cold-related cow deaths, saying there was actually 2,725. But temperatures in the 40s doesn't seem to be very extreme to us anyway. Lawmakers this week introduced the American Farmers Feed the World Act of 2023. Bipartisan bill would keep food in America's international food aid programs. Specifically, the legislation aims to restore the original intent of the Food for Peace program without spending additional farm bill resources. We just told you about a product that is able to create its own nitrogen fertilizer from the soil and air. Let's take a deeper look at that after the break on Inside Agriculture.